It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, joined today by Kevin and Andrea Ware from Feeding Giants. They're part of the big show this Saturday night at the Ute Theater in Rifle. It's Outlaw Country Night, sponsored by the New Ute Theater Society and benefiting New Ute Theater Society. Andrea, you've kind of been coordinating everybody and working with bands for this, right?
Yes.
Starting around 6 o'clock this Saturday night, by the way, for folks that want to check it out. So Outlaw Country, I want to say, is like 70s, 80s term for like Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard. And all of those classic country artists, they kind of referred to themselves. I'm not sure if they referred to themselves that way or if somebody else coined the term outlaw country. Kevin, it's kind of your area of expertise.
It was a label that was given to them, and they just kind of took it.
Kind of ran with it?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You, I mean, your voice is, it's almost like, forgive me for saying this, it's almost like you were born 20, 30 years too late.
I've always said about 100, but yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough. When you sing, though, you really do channel like that classic. I mean, I guess the outlaw country label definitely applies to you to a certain extent, too, right?
To an extent. It's one of my major influences. Growing up, that's what we listened to.
Trying to get the mic closer. You are so soft-spoken, and yet when you sing, it's just like, wow.
I carry a really big stick, too. So.
six strings on it.
With six strings, yeah. That was one of our major influences. That's what my parents listened to. That's what my brother and my sister and I all grew up listening to. So, yeah, that was one of our major influences growing up, is listening to all of that. And, that's the good stuff.
How old were you when you decided that maybe making music was something that you wanted to actually try?
I was probably 12 or 13.
Were you that old?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got pictures of my dad when I was about probably 5 or 6 trying to show me how to play the guitar, and that was the one time.
That was what? You know what? You gave it a try.
Obviously, it worked out a little bit better for you.
Yeah. I just kind of took it and ran as much as I could.
How long have the two of you been married?
24 years this year.
24 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In August.
Were you both musically inclined when you...
We were introduced because we were both musically inclined. We were set up on a blind date because they thought we might like each other, and we really had no interest in meeting each other at first. And
she kind of likes me now.
Okay, yeah. Put up with them.
Wendy and I were a blind date, too. That's interesting.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Yep.
She finally has decided I'm okay as well, so yeah. I understand.
It takes
what you're
a little time
about.
To, you know.
You don't want to rush into things.
To convince us.
Yeah. You've been performing as Feeding Giants for a number of years.
We started Feeding Giants when we moved over to this side of the valley. We're actually from the Gypsum Eagle area.
Okay.
We've been singing together at church, leading worship at church for most of our married life. And when we moved to this side of the valley, we were wanting to meet our community. We were wanting to integrate and, you know, see who was who and who was where. And also needed kind of a side hustle to help pay the bills. So we figured let's try it out and see if it works. And it's just taken off. It's just a very magical kind of ask myself why we didn't start this, you know, 15 years ago. But we've been a band, I think, for 8 years?
Yeah. 6 or 7.
It's probably the two of you are definitely the core of the band.
Mm-hmm.
You each sing, and then you've got, like most bands, a couple different versions, you might say. Max, you said, is your primary percussionist?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Max Tustin. We met him through church. And he asked if he could bring in his, you know, a drum one day. And I'd never seen a cajon ever in my life and was very confused by the instrument. And he just went to town, and we were listening to him play at church. And we just looked at each other and said, this would be really cool to add to our sound with Feeding Giants, because we were just a duo at the time. And it's just taken off from there. And it's really hard to play without him now.
Now, when Max is not available, your son actually fills in.
Yes, our son Rainin, where he is an incredible young man, very talented. He plays the guitar and the ukulele and the cajon, and he's going to be graduating this year, and I was accepted to CMU, so he'll be going to Grand Junction for college to study music education. So,
okay, yeah. Great college.
Yeah, fantastic. He's really excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I imagine the two of you are as well. You must be very proud.
Oh, very proud. I love watching him perform, and he writes a lot of his own music, and so that's just really exciting to see him blossoming into who he is as a musician.
Again, the show is Outlaw Country. It's a New Ute Theater Society show, and it benefits New Ute Theater Society this Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Feeding Giants, just one. Obviously, Kevin and Andrea are Feeding Giants. They're the ones that are here. A lot of different bands we'll talk about throughout the afternoon today. As far as your portion of the – where are you in the list? Kind of somewhere in the middle, maybe?
We are second to last. So okay. We have four bands, and we'll do – we were right before the headliner.
Yeah. Gotcha. Who we will talk about a little bit later mm-hmm. on. And you can, of course, YouTube most of these folks that will be performing to talk about that. Your stuff. I mentioned, I know that there are a couple cover tunes. You do some original stuff as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So if you were to describe the show, I mean, is Outlaw Country the best way of putting it? Classic country?
This year it's going to be more of a classic country. There's still going to be some outlaw stuff in there because I'm involved. But but yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more of the good classic country music. I think, up to 1980 or something like that.
So give us some examples, some hit songs that you'll be performing that folks would recognize.
Oh, well, there's going to be obviously the good stuff, you know, Johnny Cash. I think one of the bands is thinking they're going to do Folsom Prison Blues, which is a classic.
Okay. But I'm talking about Feeding Giants.
Feeding Giants.
The two of you.
We are, I think we're looking at the obvious Waylon and Willie. Mm-hmm. We've got a song by Emmylou Harris, Jesse Coulter. What else are we doing?
That's a really
you haven't gotten
question.
That far yet.
Well, there's so many songs to choose from,
we
so
have
we
have
a 45-minute time spot. So each band will be playing for about 45 minutes, okay. And then the headliner will be playing longer, obviously. But because we're a duet, we really try to find those songs that have a lot of really good harmonies. I know we're doing a song by Johnny Cash and June Carter. And it's when we first started trying to play it, it was very difficult to sound like them, and so we just kind of stopped and took it back and made it more of a Feeding Giant song of our interpretation of the beautiful lyrics and the words of it and the relationship we had to the song itself. And I think that's what we've encouraged the bands to do, is to take a song and not try to emulate it perfectly, but to make it their version.
I've heard that from recording artists, that actually that's one of the big mistakes people make, is trying to sound like the original artist when you're doing covers. And they actually say it's better if you find yourself and your way of performing the same song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How much are tickets, by the way?
Tickets are $15 for stadium seating.
In the bleachers, the seating apparatus,
yeah.
If you will. Okay.
And then they're $20 for a table seat. So you'll be able to have some place to put your beverage.
Gotcha. And by the way, the bar will be open. Family-friendly event, obviously.
Family-friendly event. Okay. Yeah. Bring the whole family. Grandma, grandpa, the kids.
Again, the doors open at 5. Show starts at 6 at the Ute Theater this Saturday. Tickets in advance at utetheater.com. Is there a change in ticket price at the door, or
no,
will it be the same?
Okay. It'll be the same.
Same price no matter what. $15, again, for the bleacher seating, if you will, the seating apparatus. $20 if you want one of those premium tables along the side of the dance floor.
We'll actually have the round tables in the middle of the
room, I'm sorry.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yep.
So either the high top or the regular tables?
Mm-hmm. And okay. We'll have, yeah, the high top tables and the regular tables. So you can sit at a table with four or five of your friends.
Will there be dance floor as well for this one, or will it be more of a just listen to music kind
of
show?
It's going to be more of a listening to music kind of show. With the bands that we have this year, it didn't seem to need the big dance floor. But, I mean, you guys are welcome to get up and dance and move those tables out of the way if you feel like it at the end. I'm totally okay with that.
Fair enough. Again, utetheater.com if you want tickets. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about some of the other bands that will be performing Saturday night in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Kevin and Andrea Ware from Feeding Giants. They're part of the show this Saturday at the Ute Theater, the Outlaw Country Show. Next to last. So you're the, what would you call that, the pre-headliner? Sure.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
I would just call a second to last, but that's just me.
Again, music starts at 6 o'clock, doors open at 5 at the Ute Theater, utetheater.com. You can get tickets, $15 for the bleacher seating, if you will, the seating apparatus, $20 if you want to be a little bit closer. A number of different acts, including like a national regional touring act that will be your headliner this year.
Yes.
Let's build up a little anticipation. So let's actually start earlier in the day. Again, doors open at 5. Music starts at 6 with...
We've got Jake Statler and Tyler Rust as a duo.
Boy, a couple talented young men.
Oh, these boys
and
are good.
They just keep getting better and better and better.
Is it a little... Considering their age, it's a little surprising they would be interested in doing the kind of music they do.
They are old souls for sure. And I think it's so interesting the two of them paired because their solo styles are different. I think they're completely different from each other. And
Jake can do things with a guitar that are just not... you wonder how those sounds can come out of the thing.
It's beautiful on that percussion guitar and the little tappings and harmonics. He's just an incredible guitarist. And then you add Tyler Rust and his... he does a lot of his own original music, and his lyrics are so heartfelt. And like you said, they're just so much older in their sound than, you know, I think they're only in their 20s.
Something like, I think they're about my kid's age.
Yeah.
I think at one point one of the girls may have had a crush on Jake. I'm not positive. I lose track
of that. Guitar players do that.
Fair enough. I was going to say, I lost track of that, you know, around 16. Like, okay, too many to keep track of.
Yep.
I lost track after the Jonas Brothers. All right, quit trying to pay attention. Let's put it that way. So Jake Statler and Tyler Rust will be performing first.
Yes.
And again, the whole theme of the outlaw country, with new outlaw country. They do some covers, but again, as you mentioned, Tyler kind of writes some of his own material that is definitely along the same lines of that same kind of genre, you might say.
Right. And with this project, we've given everybody an assignment of all covers. So it will be all covers. There will be no original music.
Oh, really? Okay.
Really. We wanted them to, you know, kind of think outside of the box of what they would normally play.
Interesting.
And especially with Jake and Tyler, they are so young that they were like, oh, we don't even really know what this music is about, which I think is great. Because they had to go back and listen to the good old music.
Well, and it's...
Let's not call it old.
It's not old. Okay, the good
yeah,
music. Right.
Yeah.
And find songs that they could connect to.
And it's such a unique position to be able to do that. If you were talking about national recording acts, you know, people that are on the charts now, you could not make those type of requirements. Our set list is our set list.
Yeah.
Right.
But in this context, with this level of performer, you can actually make those requests, and they're like, sure, we'll do that.
Well, it was kind of when we first came up with the idea of this concert series, we were kind of thinking of when artists would come together and celebrate one artist. So you had a Willie Nelson tribute, and you had all these other musicians that would come together and sing Willie Nelson songs. Mm-hmm. But we wanted it to kind of broaden and be like, we wanted all these musicians to come together and celebrate one style of music or one genre and their interpretation of it.
You did this last year as well, didn't you?
We did do just last year. Last year was our first year. This is our second, so we get to call it the second annual.
Sure, you bet.
Yeah, if we do it next year, we do good. They'll keep having us back.
So after Jake Statler and Tyler Rust, who is up on stage?
So that's an absolutely new project. We will be debuting the Queen Bee Trio.
So that explains why when I Googled them, I could not find
you
anything about
You
cannot
find anything about – well, you can you find can. Individually.
Okay.
So as we said, we did this show last year. Last year we had Lover Action. We had Feeding Giants. We had
New Mam Creek
right. which
With
is
Joey
Ball.
Ball
right.
Okay.
And Stone Kitchen. And the female of that group is Portia Rogers. And so last year we were all talking and we just admire each other as women so much. We thought, how cool would it be for the three of us to do a trio?
It's a concept band.
Yeah. In the idea of the Linda Ronstadt, Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, that trio that came out, I think they came out in the 80s.
89, I think. 89, something like that.
And we thought it would be so much fun just to work together. That we decided to do that for this project as a new, and it's taken off. We've really had so much fun that we're already anticipating booking gigs in the future.
That's
we're
awesome.
Really excited about
That's
it.
Really
yeah.
Another what did you call it earlier? Another hustle.
Another side hustle. I think most of the musicians in this valley will. Yeah, we do it because we love it, but we certainly love it more when we can put a little money in our pocket.
I'm trying to remember what the big hit for the trio Dolly Parton, Emmylou Harris, and Linda Ron was. It Wildflowers.
Wildflowers was one of them. They also did. Like a Neil Young song.
Oh.
We're doing a couple of their songs. We're doing The Sweetest Gift, which is just a really old, beautiful, almost like a lullaby. We're coming out as kind of more of the fun. We're calling ourselves fun music. So we're doing some Oak Ridge Boys, and we're doing
so really tight harmonies, like the
So those two are fantastic guitar players. So they'll be playing their guitars, and there'll be three part female harmony.
I'm trying to remember. Obviously, I saw the two of you at the Hoot at the Ute. Andrea, I don't think you played an instrument at the Hoot, did you?
I do not play an instrument. I have tried to learn, and I can kind of fumble through a guitar a little bit. I'm not even allowed to have a tambourine. Kevin gave me a tambourine one time, and I think he immediately took it away from me.
Well, you know,
the djembe. As long as I'm not singing, I'm okay with the rhythm. I'm okay, but as soon as I open my mouth, I have no ability to even clap and sing at the same time.
Gotcha. Well, you know, if you can't play an instrument, your choice is either can you sing or you end up in the back as the drummer, right? So obviously you can sing, so you didn't make it that far.
I am a true vocalist. I do a lot of harmonies, lead vocals, and I've just honed that as my musical instrument. I carry with me
everywhere. Your voice is your instrument.
Yes.
Yeah. No, well, and no question, you know how to use it very well. So again, this Saturday night, doors open at 5, show starts at 6 at the Ute Theater. Get tickets at utetheater.com. They're $15 for the seating apparatus, if you will, for the bleacher seating. $20 if you want to be a little bit closer to the stage. Again, starts with Jake Statler and Tyler Rust, a couple, again, very talented young men. Then the Queen Bee Trio featuring Andrea. as well as Portia Rogers and
Joey Ball.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine the three of you, because I've seen the three of you separately. That'll be quite nice.
It's quite nice.
And we'll go through the rest of the evening as well, including, again, that big act that will be following Feeding Giants this Saturday. So stick around for that. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're speaking with Kevin and Andrea Ware from Feeding Giants. Again, they're the almost headliners.
Almost. We'll
Saturday
get there
night.
Sunday.
Well, you're in a lot of ways more important, because you actually collaborate with all of the artists and you put together the schedule for the night and you work with scheduling these folks that are going to perform.
Well, not more important, but more just, hey, can you guys please, you know, contribute to my crazy whims here.
Crazy whims. Crazy side hustles.
Yep, side hustles.
Again, the evening Saturday starts at 6 o'clock with Jake Statler and Tyler Rust, then the Queen Bee Trio, and then Feeding Giants next, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
With Kevin and Andrea and Max Tustin, mm-hmm. who is the normal cajon player. It'll be performing. Again, Rainin fills in. Yeah. I had no idea that he was not part of the band.
He is, but with his school schedule and his own endeavors, he gigs on his own, actually. You could probably find him out doing his own solo shows. We had to, you know, bribe him to play with Mom and Dad sometimes.
That's kind of how it is, you know. Oh, Mom and Dad. But still, again, you've got to be really proud. He's an incredible musician.
He is.
No question about it. So we talked a lot about Feeding Giants in the first segment, so I feel like we've kind of established that. But again, classic country, you'll be doing a number of different covers. As I said, Kevin really channels, you know, the Waylon and the Willie mm-hmm. and the boys back to Luckenbach, Texas. Is that one of the songs? Is that on your set list, by the way?
I don't think it is.
Really?
I don't think it is.
It's on the teetering. I keep voting it in, and we're not sure. Like I said, we have a lot of songs to choose from, so we have to.
Man, I couldn't tell you the name of the album. I grew up on that. That's the Saturday morning cleaning the house music that
my
mom would put on.
The house.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's that kind of stuff, you know, the 60s and 70s, the mm-hmm. well, as we call it now, the outlaw country, the classic country, maybe a little edgy, little blues influences there. Definitely the I'm not going to call it old, the classic country stuff.
We can call it that.
All right. Just not you guys. Right?
No, we're not classic or old. No matter what our kids say.
Fair enough. So we've kind of strung everybody. This is the show is a New Ute Theater Society show, and they are the beneficiary. New Ute Theater Society, we've talked about this around 10 or so years ago when the Ute Theater closed as a theater. Mm-hmm. New Ute Theater Society was a group of local folks that said, hey, this is a great historic building in downtown Rifle. And they really worked hard to get the city of Rifle to preserve it. And they raised a lot of money toward that end, too, to preserve it as a local landmark in some way. Mm-hmm. Of course, they do have a screen there. They don't show movies like they used to, though they could, I guess, if they really wanted to.
They do have some film festivals. I know there's one coming up. Mm-hmm. So they do show. And then I think they did the Super Bowl on the big screen.
Yep, that's right.
So they do utilize that screen, but not the traditional sense of.
For the most part, it's turned into a music venue.
It has. Performing arts.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm still so happy that they saved the etched glass from, I remember when I was a kid, of the radishes. I'm sorry, not radishes. Sugar beets.
The sugar beets,
which a lot of people mistake as radishes. But
until today, I thought they were radishes.
No. So.
Yeah, they're sugar beets. That was the farming in this area, the cash crop back in the 20s, 30s, 40s was sugar beets.
Oh.
So that's why they have sugar beets on those old etchings.
Yeah.
I can't believe I actually imparted some knowledge that people didn't know. It's normally the other way around. I learned stuff I didn't know. Anyway, so definitely looking forward to seeing the two of you perform again with Max. And then the headliner is?
So the headliner is Hogan and Moss and the Old Weird America. We met these guys in Aspen last year at the Wheeler Opera House. We had the pleasure of performing in a production alongside of them. They are so, so, so cool. They call themselves John Hogan and Maria Moss. So John Hogan calls them Scorch Folk. They are high energy, very intense, kind of a mix between bluegrass. They do a lot of arrangements based on songs from 1927 to 1958. But then they'll do things where they'll take like an Amy Winehouse song and they'll turn it into something that sounds from that period where your grandparents would have been, you know, singing to these songs when they were teenagers.
So 1927, we're talking about Bob Wills. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, Bob Wills. They're going to do a lot of their songs are very Towns, Van Zant, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. They have some albums where they really focus on like the Carter family, and they have found some songs that had never been played by the Carter family.
Really?
John Hogan actually was friends with Blaze Foley. Who died in 1989, I guess, and he was covered. His songs were covered by artists like Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, John Prine, Lyle Lovett. And when he died, the estate had found some handwritten lyrics. And so John Hogan was commissioned by the estate to co-write, as you will, the official posthumous co-writer of Blaze Foley on three or four of these songs that never existed. Did exist, I guess. That's not the way to say it. Just that had not been recorded. They travel all over Texas. They're based out of Texas, but they play a lot in Colorado, mostly down in the Buena Vista area.
Okay.
So in that region of Colorado. But they travel all over, and they teach classes on, or they have, I had to get this piece of paper because there's so many things to say about this amazing band that we met. So throughout the year, they work with nonprofit foundations to bring music performances, music history, and the craft of songwriting to classrooms and communities. They also give talks on the enduring power and mystery of the music of the Carter family and other old-time artists. They also, John Hogan is very, teaches classes on the Appalachian, the difference between old-timey, is it Appalachian music?
Sure.
And bluegrass, what the difference is between the two. They're history buffs. They're history junkies, really, and they just know so much about what they do. And we were just so excited when we met them that we had this idea of doing a classic country outlaw music series. And what they're going to bring is they're going to even go even further back. And they're going to do, like I said, the Towns Van Zant. They're going to bring in those Blaze Foley songs. They're super excited to be part of this program. They've been wanting to play more on this side of Colorado. So they're really excited to be part of this vision. And they're probably going to know more about the music genre that we've selected than any of us know. So they're extremely, extremely talented musicians, and we're really excited to have them.
And again, the name of the band is Hogan and Moss.
Hogan and Moss.
And if you YouTube them, Google them, they've got a number of videos in that the Old Weird America series.
The Old Weird America. And they are full character. They come dressed at vintage. They have their little vintage microphones. They will transport you back to another time and place. And
if you don't have fun, you might be broken.
They are so much fun to watch and listen to. And
again, it is the old style all the way through. So you've got a couple of guitar players that also sing. You've got somebody playing stand-up bass. And you've got, you know, percussion, a drummer.
Percussion. Mm-hmm. They will be a four-piece for this show.
And so, just like it would have been 80 years ago? Is that about?
Yeah.
90 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys do over, like, I think they said they did 275 shows last year. So they tour.
Wow. They're
constantly
busy.
Very busy between.
Never in one spot for too long.
That takes it a little bit beyond a side hustle. That's pretty much a full time job.
This is what they do. And they're very passionate about what they do. And you can tell as soon as they get on stage, it's just electrifying and mesmerizing and a lot of fun to. So they're probably going to get you guys to move the tables and get up and dance, and you won't be able to help yourselves.
Again, you can get tickets at utetheater.com, the second annual Outlaw Country Show this Saturday night. Tickets just $15 for the seating apparatus or $20 on the floor down below, a little bit closer. So after Hogan and Moss are done, I know at Hoot at the Ute, you had everybody come on stage at the end and you did a big sing-along. Will there be a collaborative?
Possibly. Okay. We'll have to see how the timing runs, how long the show ends up lasting. Most of the musicians have worked together, except for Hogan and Moss. They're making a special trip in this direction, so it'll kind of depend on if we will be able to work with them on one particular song. We haven't really talked about it, but I don't see why we couldn't. Maybe we could. We'll see. If the Ute doesn't shut us down and say, okay, guys, it's getting late.
I think you've got till midnight for that. So I think you should be. I think you should
don't
be
okay. Tell the guy. Oh, man.
I was going to say, don't quote me on that, but I think that is the cutoff. Is that past your bedtime, Kevin?
It's way past my bedtime.
I was going to say, it is a Saturday night. You two have to sing in church the next day.
Yeah.
So.
Nope.
Don't want to push the midnight oil too far.
No.
Not too far. I don't think this show will go till midnight. I think we're shooting for maybe 9.
Okay. Yeah. Again, it is a benefit for the New Year Theater Society. Absolutely. And very dedicated to the Ute Theater, no question about it. Yep. Tickets at utetheater.com, just $15 and $20, depending on where you want to sit. Are they doing assigned seating for this? So you actually pick your seat, or is it?
I believe they're doing assigned seating for the tables.
Okay.
I don't think the bleachers are assigned.
And again, same price day of show as it is in advance, so you can buy tickets at the Ute Theater box office on Saturday as well. Doors open at 5:00. Show starts at 6:00. Again, with Jake Statler and Tyler Rust, then the Queen Bee Trio. And is this the debut of the Queen Bee Trio, by the way?
It is. Okay. It's our very first.
So the very first.
Very first.
Except for our living room.
You can see Andrea and Joey and Portia for the first time as the Queen Bee Trio. Then Feeding Giants, of course, everybody that you've got a number of local fans. I know that from all the different shows we've talked about over the last few years.
Our fans, yeah.
And then Hogan and Moss, again, the big headliners. Again, if you want to Google, you can Google Feeding Giants probably and see a couple shows on YouTube maybe.
I don't know about on YouTube.
We're on wearefeedinggiants.com.
Visit our
website.
There you go.
We put all of our showings on there. We play pretty much from Grand Junction to Aspen, mostly in the up Valley area, which is another reason why we wanted to do some shows down at the Ute Theater and really shine local musician is because there's not a lot of places to play in Rifle besides the Ute Theater.
Sure.
And it's so exciting that Rifle has that venue that really celebrates live music and is offering such a variety of different productions in the little town. And it's amazing. I just think it's so exciting.
And again, you can learn more at utetheater.com. Again, the show is this Saturday night. Doors at 5, show at 6:00. Tickets are $15 for the seating apparatus, the bleachers, if you will, and then $20 for those tables on the floor. Mm-hmm. Kevin, Andrea, thanks so much for spending a little time today.
Thank
I know
you
you're working on
us.
Recording some of your songs,
yes.
So hopefully we'll have some to play over the next few months here.
That's our 2020 goal.
2020 goal is we'll have some recordings out there.
Awesome. We'll look forward to it. In the meantime, you can see Andrea at Glenwood Ford, Kevin over at Glenwood Music. Kevin is the guy that, if you're lucky, you'll talk to about your guitar. I guess Travis. Travis is okay, too. Yeah.
Travis is fine.
Joe, yeah. Kendall.
Joe, Kendall, Larry, yeah.
Wow, you've added.
We have.
Since back in the day when it was Greg and Eddie in the back room and Max out front.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, mm-hmm. That was a different store but those that remember will remember, and those that don't, trust me, it was good times.
Oh, yeah.
Still is. Still is.
We try to.
All the best. Talk to you guys soon.
All right.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.